With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Not a good day on Wall Street Wednesday.
Wall Street had its second worst loss of the year after the Federal Reserve signaled it may deliver fewer interest rate cuts next year than previously thought. The S&P 500 dropped 2.9% Wednesday, pulling further below the all-time high it set a couple of weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 1,123 points. It's about 2.6%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 3.6%. Fed officials released projections showing they're penciling in just two cuts to interest rates next year instead of the four they're projecting a few months ago. Treasury yields ramped higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.51%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Loan rates may barely budge if the Fed sticks with its plan to cut its key rates only twice next year. Also at SRNnews.com, California Governor Gavin Newsom declares a state of emergency due to the H5N1 bird flu. California is the most affected state with outbreaks among cows, poultry, and now some people. The CDC reports 15 other states have also confirmed cases. So far, there have been 61 reported human infections in 2024. A 40-year-old man pleads guilty to stalking one of college basketball's top female players.
A man accused of stalking and harassing UConn basketball. Basketball star Paige Beckers has pleaded guilty to a stalking charge. A court clerk said 40-year-old Robert Cole Parmalee received a one-year suspended sentence and 3 years probation on Wednesday. He originally faced three charges, but those were substituted for second-degree stalking. Parmalee had an engagement ring and lingerie with him when he was first arrested in August while walking near Bradley International Airport. He told police he had just flown in from the Pacific Northwest and was on his way to see Beckers at UConn. I'm Geffen Coolbaum.
This is SRN News. Another legal battle over Colorado law and the queer trans agenda.
Alliance Defending Freedom is asking the Supreme Court to take up the case of a Christian counselor who is challenging the state's anti-conversion statute. It bars counselors from seeking to help anyone under the age of 18 from quitting the homosexual lifestyle. Colorado has already been before the high court twice in recent years, losing an effort to force a Christian baker to make a gay wedding cake and losing an effort to force a Christian web designer to work on gay weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Japanese court has ruled that the country's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the court in southern Japan marks the eighth victory out of nine rulings since the first group of homosexual plaintiffs filed lawsuits in 2019. Two more high court rulings are pending and are expected in March. Asia is generally a more traditional region when it comes to social norms. This is SRN News. A warning about overspending during the Christmas holiday season.
The holidays are meant to be a time of celebration with family and friends, but they can also bring pressure to spend money on gifts, gatherings, and plane tickets home. Matt Watson is the CEO of the financial planning app, Origin.
When people feel rushed, oftentimes they're going to buy more expensive things.
He says that with inflation and credit card debt rising, people can feel stressed about spending money over the holidays. Marquetta Willis with the American Psychiatric Association says there are ways to lift that stress.
Sharing about stress can in and of itself be therapeutic for the individual who may be having concerns for during the holiday season.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
Disney's pulling a transgender story arc from the Pixar animated series Win or Lose, which is set for release in February. It focuses on a middle school softball team. More details at SRNnews.com.